The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Mesharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ezeo Neshech is primarily focused on the halachas of Ribbis. Ribbis, as we're going to see throughout the chapter, is very prevalent in today's business environment. People very often do not realize how common they come across situations of ribbis. And if you don't spend the time and make the effort to become familiar with the halachas, you'll never even know where you should be asking a shaila. In fact, the Nesivos in his Tzava wrote to his Yerushim that before any of them go into business, they should learn Ezeo Neshech, they should make sure to become familiar with the halachas of ribbis. One of the many reasons why people have such a hard time understanding or recognizing situations of ribbis is that our chinuch is very lacking in this area. When a child grows up, literally from the day he's born, he sees that Shabbos is a special day. We act differently, we talk differently, we dress differently, we eat differently. It's different, it's special, it has kedusha. And many of the other mitzvahs, where it's macholos asuras, child learns, there's basar, cholov, these things we do eat, these things we don't eat. And again, it grows up with a sensitivity to the mitzvahs and to all the halachas. When it comes to ribbis, our chinuch is the exact opposite. From literally a day the child's born, he'll get a gift, he'll get a savings bond, he'll have a bank account. He gets a little bit older, his parents will give him a credit card, he'll have his bank CD. And when he gets even older, he'll be dealing with mortgages, lines of credit, and borrowing and paying interest is really a way of life. It's something that we're really surrounded with. So it takes an extra emphasis and an extra awareness to realize that while there's nothing wrong when we're dealing with a goy, when we're dealing with a goyish company, to charge or pay interest, when you're dealing with a yid, the Torah demands v'chei'achichu'imach. The Torah demands that a person not pay or charge interest. Now, as an overview, I'd like to go through the different categories of ribbis that exist. Ribbis do'iraisa applies only by ribbis k'tzutza. There are two elements. You need, number one, a loan. Ribbis that arises from mekach u'memkar, from different types of buying and selling, as we're going to see, that is always ribbis rabbanon, that's midrabbanon. Midaraisa, there needs to be a loan. The second element is you need a k'tzitza. You need that at the time that the loan was made, or when the loan was extended, at that time there was an agreement between the parties to pay interest. There's a k'tzitzas ribbis. If you're lacking that agreement, if a person lends money and with the understanding there would be no interest, and on his own or later on he asks the borrower to pay him something, to give him to reimburse him, although that would be midrabanon, because there was no k'tzitza, because there was no prior agreement, it would not be asr midrabanon. Not be asr midaraisa. Now, when we're dealing with ribbis k'tzitza, when we're dealing with ribbis min hatayra, the halacha is, it's yoytzu b'dayonim. It's a sugi we'll see on the next blot, machloikis. But as a matter of halacha, it's yoytzu b'dayonim. If a person is over, if a person collects interest, Bezdin will force him to return it. In other words, if a person learns the halachas and realizes he's been over this throughout the years, it's not simply enough for him to do tshuva. It's not simply enough for him to have charata. This is a ben adam l'chaveroi. He's holding on to money that he's not entitled to. He has a chiyuv, v'cheyachicha imach. He has a chiyuv to return every penny of interest that he collected. Now, according to most poskim, this is not a regular debt. It's not like a case of gezel, where you're holding on to money that doesn't belong to you. It's more of an issue of kaifin ala mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah saseyo v'cheyachicha imach. There's a mitzvah to return the money. And the same way Bezdin will force a person to do any mitzvah, Bezdin will force a person to do Mekayim this mitzvah. But because there is no chi of mamon, it's something which does not get passed on to his children, it's not Beirusha. Now, if a person owns a bank, or he is in the finance business, and he realizes one day that his business was done shaloi kahalacha, and he's been collecting throughout the years ribis, technically al pi din, he would have a responsibility to find anyone who ever borrowed money from him and pay him back every penny of interest. Now, there is a halacha of midrabanon that someone who's ma'avad beribis, someone who is a professional, that it, and who comes on his own to do tshuva, the halacha is a mekablo himenu. The borrowers are not supposed to accept the money, they're supposed to be moichalit, and the reason for that is that Chazal wanted to make it easier for a person to do tshuva. Again, this applies only when the person on his own is coming to do tshuva. We do our part, we help him out, the person's supposed to be moichal. But in the absence of him doing tshuva, then the halacha is, where it's yoytze b'dayanim, we will collect every penny of interest that he ever received. That's the first category, ribis k'tutza. Throughout the parak, we're going to be introduced to many different types of ribis d'rabbanim, of avak ribis. There are two basic types. The first is derech mekach u'memkar. As we're going to see, there are many types of ribis that arise from sales, from purchases. If a person pays up front for an item and gets a discount because of the prepayment, or if a person buys on credit and pays a higher price because of the credit, in any of these cases, there's no real true halva, there's no true loan. What's happening is a mekach u'memkar, there's a sale, there's a purchase. So while in many of these cases Chazal asserted and said that and it's going to be ribis, this is going to be called avak ribis, this is ribis d'rabbanon. The second category is when there's no ktsitsa. A person borrows money, and then on his own, he decides to show his gratitude to the lender, he sends him a present. Or, if the lender goes over to him while the money is outstanding and says, I'd like you to give me, show your hakaras hatayv, I'd like you to make a donation to a certain charity organization, or he demands a present. In all of these, in both of these cases, there was no ktsitsa at the time of the loan. When the money was given, when the loan was extended, or there was no agreement to pay ribis. So if the parties on their own choose voluntarily to pay interest or give him a benefit later on, that is avak ribis, and that would be asur midrabanan. Now in these cases, it is not yotze b'dayanim. If a person violates this isser, Bezdin will not get involved. Bezdin cannot force the lender to return or repay the benefits or the ribis that he received. However, there is a chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim. The right thing, it's not just the right thing, he has a chiyuv, he has a responsibility to return the ribis. It's just not actionable bidei adam. It's not something that Bezdin will actually force him to do. The last category is ribis mu'ucheres. Ribis mu'ucheres, we'll see it in the last Mishnah, is if after the loan is completely repaid, it's paid back, it's forgotten. If the borrower shows his hakaras hatayv and sends the lender a present afterwards because of the favor, because of the money that he lent him, that is called ribis mu'ucheres. It is mu'ucheres, it takes place after the loan has already been repaid. This is a category less than avak ribis in the sense that avak ribis took place while the loan was still outstanding. The borrower goes ahead and sends a present. That's avak ribis. There is a chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim to return it. Ribis mu'ucheres, which took place after the loan was completely repaid, is a lower madrega, and here, even lotzei sidei shamayim, there's no obligation, there's no chiyuv to give back the money. Now, the Gemara makes a point, on Samach Aleph, that ribis is midaite. Ribis is always the borrower and the lender agree to the ribis. It's not being coerced. There's no gazela theft involved. The borrower decides it's worth his while. He can make 20% on this investment. It's worth it to borrow the money and pay 10%. Nevertheless, the Torah says that it's asur. It's not something that the parties can just agree to ignore. If you borrow money, even if you are willing to pay the interest, the Torah says it's asur, and both the lender and the borrower violate the isser. Nevertheless, after the fact, after you've collected the interest, there the halacha is, like all dine mamonos, you can be meichel. In other words, if a person borrows money, and before he pays the interest, he learns the halacha, he learns ezeo neshach. So there, he's not allowed to pay the interest, even though he wants to. Even though he says, I mean it as a present, I'm being meichel, still, the Torah says, you're not allowed to, it's aser, and he can return the principal and nothing more. However, if he paid back the loan, and he paid back the interest, and then he realizes, what did I do? I collected ribbis. There, the borrower has the right to say, you know what, although it was done to Isser, although I have the right to demand the money back, I'm going to be meichel, I'm going to waive my rights, and the malva can keep it. If he does that, again, the Isser that was done, it doesn't lamafreya change anything, but it's something that the parties do have the right to do. But again, it's important to realize this applies only after the fact, after the interest was paid. Before the fact, even though they both want to do it, they're both willing to be meichel, still clearly as a matter of halacha, it's going to be aser. Now again, as we go on through the perek, we're going to learn a lot of the pratim, a lot of the details, specific cases, but it's important to realize the fundamentals that midaraisa, you need ribis ketzutza, you need a loan, and an agreement at the time of the loan to pay the interest. All other cases of ribis, of derek mechel u'memkar, or cases of derek tzitza, are going to be midrabanon. When it's midrabanon, there is a chiv l'tzitzei shemayim to return it, but bezin will not enforce it. And the last category of ribis mucheris, ribis that is paid after the loan was completely repaid. There, it's even more kal. There, while it's asur l'chadchila, b'di'evet, after the fact, there is no chiv hashava whatsoever.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.